Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness to the house of God. Amen. I'm thankful for your giving and all that you do to help all the people that participate in making a service work. It takes a lot of people, a lot of practice behind the scenes. And amen. Thank you, Lord, for putting a burden in people's heart to get under the load. Amen. Praise God. To get under the load. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're just shouting happy for what God is doing in Sister Lisa's life. Amen. We love her. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm shouting happy over Brother Ron Essery. Amen. God's doing miracles. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen. But I shouldn't be surprised if God would do it for me. He'll do it for anybody. Amen. Praise God. I'm just happy what God is. He's just surprising me all the time. Prayers are for all those that are traveling, all the spring breakers. Amen. Tomorrow we got a very special PM service. If you can, I know it's an off night, a Monday night. If there's any way you can make your schedule, make it work, it'll be worth the time. And Brother Holland's a very anointed man of God. He's always got a word for this church. Amen. I'm thankful for his ministry. And amen. Praise God. If you got your Bible, if you'll turn to the second book of Samuel, and I'm going to be in the 22nd chapter, amen, all night. So we'll read a few verses, but hang on to your place because I'm not going to go anywhere. Amen. That's what the Lord has been dealing with me about. Amen. And I want God to help people. Amen. I want everybody in this building to go to a new level. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I hope you're still hungry for more of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's a scary place when people get saturated and they don't have any room for more, and they don't have any desire for more, and they're just trying to ride the clock out and try to make it to heaven off of yesterday's experiences and last year's experiences. And amen. I think God is looking for some more hungry people. Amen. I know you're appreciate. I'm thankful what the Lord is doing in this Yancey family. Amen. We love them. Thank y'all. Ain't God good to us? Sister Emma Wiles, God bless you. Amen. What a miracle, Brother Brian. There's just miracles everywhere. Matter of fact, there's a miracle on every pew. Amen. Praise God. See Sister Raquel on the front row with her Bible in her hand saying, hurry up. Amen. She's waiting on me to read. Amen. Praise God. Okay, I'll read. 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter and the 20th verse. The Bible said, he brought me forth also into a large place. Amen. I like big places. You know, we're about to move into a large place. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to this next sentence. David said, he delivered me because. Everybody say because. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Imagine this statement, favor ain't fair. Praise God. What about this? God takes care of his regular customers. Hallelujah. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Amen. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. If he saw it, he did it. He knew it, he did it. Amen. What a mindset. Amen. He didn't let his flesh get in the way of obeying the statutes of God. He said, I was also upright before him and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness. You know what he's saying? I'm living the life that I deserve. Woo! Kind of quiet in here. According to my cleanness in his eyesight. Amen. Praise God. The 20th verse, one more time. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Amen. And I want to preach for just a little while. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Amen. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. You lift your voice to the Lord all across this house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I feel God about to help some people. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord. Come on, hold on to what you're feeling. Come on, just another moment. Let's cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Simply want to preach. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Amen. If you wonder why deliverance comes to some people and deliverance seems like it won't hardly come to others, amen, I think it would be good to open up the Word of God and just study and see, amen, who God's going to deliver, who he ain't going to deliver. Amen. I believe that God didn't like David just because of his DNA or what color his hair was. I believe God loved David because of something that was in his heart. Amen. David loved the things of God. David did some idiotic things later in his life. Amen. And anybody can mess up. Amen. But I believe anybody can get back on track too. Hallelujah. David loved the things of God. And he simply said, he delivered me because he delighted in me. Amen. The 22nd chapter begins like this. This is what he was talking about in verse 1. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. Amen. The day that David got delivered, he wrote a song. And he had a Holy Ghost party. Amen. There are times that are very sobering in the house of God. There are times that are very sobering in your life, living for God. And then there's times of celebration. Amen. And when God has delivered you from all of your enemies, amen, God has ended the trial that you've been fighting for. I don't know how many years he'd been in this same situation. Amen. When the trial ended, he wrote a song and began to sing. Amen. God had delivered me. Amen. This is the very end of the trial that I've preached about many times, where David would run from Saul and Saul would try to kill him. David had his opportunities to kill Saul, but he had something in his spirit that said, I'm not going to touch God's anointing. Amen. That's a very wise statement that David made, and a very wise thing for everybody. Amen. It doesn't matter what somebody does or what they are. Amen. If they're anointed of God, it would be very smart to make sure you don't put your hands on them. Amen. Make sure you got a problem with somebody. This is my solution for everything. Get you an altar and, amen, just pray until you feel good about it. Amen. Men aren't perfect. Amen. Pastors aren't perfect, but neither are singers, or neither are musicians, and neither are saints. Amen. We're all just trying to make it to heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't give the devil an opportunity to put a wedge between you and your pastor. Let me tell you about your pastor. He loves you more than you love yourself. I don't know how it works. It's just something God does. And amen. It's unexplainable. Amen. But I love people. I've watched. I love them more than they even love themselves. Amen. But I love them so much that I'm going to preach the gospel. And I'm going to tell you if I feel like something's going to cause you to be lost. I'm going to tell you if I think you've got a weight on you that needs to come off. Hallelujah. God corrects people that he loves. And amen. He instructs people that he loves. And amen. And I'm thankful for every time I ever got told what to do. Hallelujah. Even when I was thinking in my mind, this guy he really don't understand my life. He don't really understand my industry or what I'm doing. But anyway, there was just something in me that said, you know what? He's my pastor and I'm going to do it like he says. Hey, I'd already tried for 27 years to do it my way. It ain't like I gave him the first shot at it. I was my own man for my first 27 years of my life. I did it just like I wanted to do it. And when I was broke and discouraged and depressed and didn't know what to do, and the Lord said, if you'll get up and go down to that church and do what you're told to do, I'll bless you. What do you have to lose? My. Well, I might just teach a little while. I don't know. Amen. But this is the end of a major trial in David's life. And so he's looking backwards at the trial. And he begins to say things like this in 2 Samuel 22 and 2. He would say, the Lord is my rock. Amen. Once you've been through the trial and God carries you and you're on the other side, you can look back and you'll say, it wasn't my intelligence that brought me through. It wasn't my ability that protected me. And wasn't because I'm good with a slingshot. You'll see it was God that did it all the way. There's somebody you ought to give God the glory for where you're at right now. He would say things like this. It's the Lord is my fortress. Amen. Go ahead and put that. If y'all can put that up there. 2 Samuel 22 and 2. Praise God. Just if you can. If you can't, it ain't no big deal. Don't really mean much. No pressure whatsoever. Hey, looky there. Praise God. My people work a lot faster than they do at those conferences I go to sometimes. I appreciate our sound guys and graphics people and all the people. But when you've been through it and you and Saul ain't chasing you no more, you can look back and say, no, 2, not 22. I was bragging on you too fast there. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's like they do at them conferences. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Praise God. Amen. Has anybody ever made it through a trial? Oh, yes, there it is. Amen. He said, now this is looking backwards. After Saul is dead. And he still had clean hands. Oh, wow, Lord God. I said, Saul is dead, but David still got clean hands. He would say things like this. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. It was God that protected me all through the trial. It's God. It ain't me because I run fast. The Lord is my deliverer. Go to the third verse. The God of my rock. In him will I trust. I'm telling you, if anybody ought to trust God, it ought to be some people who's been through the fire and they come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody that's been through some hard times and God worked it out. You ought to trust God more than anybody. Hallelujah. He said, he is my shield. Shield is what would protect them from the fiery darts. He said, he is the horn of my salvation. He is my high tower. He is my refuge. He is my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. When Saul wanted to kill me, God protected me. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. You may be in the middle of a trial. But I want you to hear from somebody who's already been through the trial. God is your fortress. Well, hallelujah, anyhow. I want to preach to somebody that's broken in their spirit. I've been there and I come out. And God is the one that gave me beauty for ashes. Well, hallelujah. I want to talk to somebody going through a financial trial. I've been broke, but I ain't ever been poor, because I always had a father that owned it all. Let me tell you, somebody that's been through it and come out can tell you, God is my provider. God is the one that's got his hand on the valve. He can open it up wide open, or he can shut it down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Amen. He begins to give God the praise for everything that he had done for him. Amen. But in the fourth verse, he begins to tell the secret to his very own victory. Amen. The fourth verse, he said, I will call on the Lord. He said, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. I want to tell you something. When you're in the trial, you better learn how to open your mouth and cry out to God if you want it to end right. Man, the secret to David's victories, of course God was his fortress. Of course God was his shelter. Of course God was the horn of his salvation. Amen. But David was a man of prayer. He understood we don't wrestle flesh and blood. If it was between David and Saul, he would take his little slingshot. He already knows how to use it. He already knows how to kill tall people. But he understands this ain't between me and Saul. This is about the difference between what's in me and what's in him. What's in him don't like what's in me. And what's in me don't like what's in him. Hey man, if you kill Saul, what's in him will jump into somebody else. Hallelujah. I've seen people that literally I thought they wanted to kill somebody. And I think I've heard them pray it. And I hope I wasn't one of them. Hallelujah. God, take them out. Praise God. I'm tired of fighting. Take them out. Well, it ain't them. Hallelujah. I said it ain't them. It's what's in them. Amen. When things rise up against you, don't get mad at the person. Hallelujah. Amen. Get on your hands and knees and crawl to an altar. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to call on the Lord. You can call somebody else and gossip all you want, but that ain't going to take care of your problem. You can post nasty things on Facebook about people. Amen. You can take them out to eat and fill them with garbage and try to corrupt them, but that ain't going to win the battle. What's going to win the battle is when you start calling on the name of the Lord. You start calling on him, things are going to change in your life. You want to be saved from your enemies, get a prayer life. And the difference between David and all his brothers between David and everybody else is that David took everything to prayer. David took everything to prayer. Let me tell you, church, it is still about prayer. If you want to win the battle, hallelujah. When we cease to be a house of prayer, we're about to get whipped. I'm just going to tell you, we've been walking in victory for a long time, but we've been praying for a long time too. But the minute we cease to be a house of prayer, we shift our focus to other things. And amen, I believe in outreach. Thank the Lord for outreach, but outreach don't bring victory. Amen, I've never had an outreach department in my life, but I've had a prayer department. From the day we started praying. And God began to fight our battles for us. And God began to bring warriors. Prayer warriors. Old-fashioned prayer warriors. And we watched victory after victory after victory. Hey man, God didn't pick us because we were the most talented. And he didn't pick us because we can always find our parts or whatever that means. Hey man, he didn't pick us because we were the best musicians. Praise God. Middle C. Amen. Thank the Lord. God didn't pick us because we were the highest IQ of all the world. Or we were the most stylish. We got quiet in here all of a sudden. God picked us because he could depend on us to pray. When God called you to this house, he was calling like-minded people.
to come into a church that was going to pray every day. He said, there's hungry people all over. Praise God. Amen. I've hurt people's feelings, not on purpose, but on accident. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Aaron Robertson told me he was a member of an organization. And I told him, you're not. Praise God. And he looked at me like I was funny. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I told you, you're not worried about what everybody else is worried about. There's something different in you. You're wanting a touch of God is what you're wanting. You're not worried about who's going to get the credit. Man, I feel so much Holy Ghost in this place. I feel victory in this house. I feel like God's going to change some things. Hallelujah. But we got to get back to prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Last weekend I was at Brother Hicks and he said, I want you to be here at 9:50. Please come back to the office and the singers and the musicians being there. I want you to say something to them. And I thought, what am I going to say to them? I don't know anything about music or singing or, amen, I got ripped off in all them departments. Amen, but God knows what he's doing. He said, I want you to say something to him. And I was thinking, my Lord, what am I going to say? Amen. About that time, somebody pecked me on the shoulder and said, hey, they need you in the office. So I walked in there and there was all these singers and musicians and they looked stressed out like they couldn't find a bridge or something. I don't know. Whatever that means. Amen. They were struggling looking. And I said, don't worry about whether you get your part or not. I didn't know one of them. I said, you don't need more practice. You need more prayer. Hallelujah. Sharamahataya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said, if you'll pray more than you practice, you won't even make it to the bridge. It'll be a Holy Ghost blowout. If you'll pray, the anointing of God will come on you, and people will wonder where that came from. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Man, I got a burden in my spirit tonight. We got to keep prayer alive. Said we got to keep prayer alive. Amen. Don't be visiting with people when it's prayer time. Amen. That's the most precious time of your life is prayer time. Amen. If you can't help people, I know people come, they talk to me too, and I understand. Amen. Get underneath a pew or something. Put your jacket over your head or get you a blanket. Act like you're cold or something. Find your closet of prayer. Amen. Don't let anybody interrupt that channel. Amen. Get that flow going. Amen. Because if you get that... We'll keep that Spirit of God moving in our lives. We're going to be winning battles. Amen. You ought to pray just because you like to win. Come on, does anybody like to win? I quit losing a long time ago. I started praying. I quit losing. I started winning. Shut up, boys. Hallelujah. I truly feel like, just being transparent, that I'm probably the least of the least. Amen. And I don't know why God does what God does, but I do know that I've made a commitment to prayer. And I told God a long time ago when it was me and a few coons and a few Sealys and a few Esseries. I told him I don't know how to preach. I still don't. But I told him I grew up in a praying church. And I do know how to humble myself before God. Maybe I am the most blessed person in the world. Because I do know how to humble this dirty, rotten flesh and put it on his face. And I do. And every single time, God has touched me. I was praying before church, and I'm going to tell you, God's dealing with it. If prayer ever becomes mundane in your life, listen to me. If it ever becomes monotonous, if it ever becomes routine to you and you're just going through the motions and you're not getting pleasure and joy out of it, let me tell you, you're not breaking through like you need to. You're not going deep enough if you don't like it. Well, I feel Jesus backing me up right now. If you ever feel like it's just a struggle, or well, it's always a struggle till you break through, but if you ever feel like you're just doing it just to be doing it, you're not going deep enough in prayer. Because there is a place. There is a place. I don't know what it's called. I don't know the definition of it. Paul said, I got caught up to the third heaven and I experienced things I'm embarrassed to tell you about. I'm telling you, I have pressed through in prayer so deep, amen, that I have found places, amen, that I got up and I didn't even want to tell anybody where I'd been. Amen, I didn't think they would believe me anyway. I'm telling you, if you ain't enjoying prayer, if you ever find yourself not wanting to do it, you listen to me. You better press harder than you've ever pressed in your life, because there are waters to swim in. There are waters that cannot be crossed over. Why does it make a difference? I'm going to tell you why it makes a difference. Because people that feel like you're not getting something out of anything, you're going to quit it. They'll say, for $9.99, you can do this, and we're going to send you all this stuff, and you're going to be blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, if it happens 1 month, 2 months, and you feel like it ain't working, you ain't going to do it. Amen. Praise God. Y'all thankful for the fivefold ministry? Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I hear an echo somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. I second that motion. Amen. I want to tell you something. I'm telling you, you can get in a rut. And you'll think, well, I know I need to go pray. And you'll go clock in, whatever. It's not clocking in. Punch your name in. Amen. I ain't paying you. Praise God. Can't afford anymore. Punch your name in. You come. And you know, and sometimes we love God so much. And I feel like I owe him every day of my life. I would feel like I'd be dead if it wasn't for God. Amen. And so it's like sometimes we'll just do things out of obligation and punch your little name in, come pray your little prayer, maybe feel a little bit of something and run, do your whatever. Amen. And I'm thankful for every prayer meeting that wasn't the third heaven. Amen. But I don't want to get used to not breaking through. I'm talking about a prayer meeting when God takes your little frown off your face and puts a smile on your face. Amen. You can be a broke as all get out. You can be sick as a dog. You can be facing all kinds of things in your life, but there's a place in prayer you can get to. Amen. Where all of a sudden you're happy. I'm telling you, you're supposed to be drawing waters. The Bible said with joy. With joy. And if it ever gets to the place where it ain't joy, please, please listen to this shepherd tonight. I got a burden. You got to go deeper. I can't tell you how many prayer meetings that I thought, well, I've already prayed plenty of time. God knows that I've got 1,000 things to do, but and I didn't really reach what I wanted to reach, but I'm just busy. But I feel something check my spirit. Hang on a second. So I thought, what would it hurt to just hang on for another minute? Try to hang on another minute. All of a sudden, the power of God comes down. And another hour goes by. Why is this important? It's the difference between winning and losing. It's the difference between victorious and defeated. I've seen people pray dry prayers and walk out and live defeated lives. Hey man, I don't want to pray dry prayers. If it starts dry, praise God, I'm just going to keep on grinding it out until something happens. I'm going to pray until I feel that power. There's no telling how many victories this church has already won because we made up our minds we're going to pray. You know what grieves me when I watch prayer warriors, amen, begin to lessen their amount of prayer and the intensity begins to back off. Amen, maybe they got, maybe reached a breakover point. Amen, maybe God blessed them. Maybe they got more money than they need. I don't know. Or maybe they just got to the point where they're in doubt and believe God ain't going to do it for them. Amen. Whatever it is, you can't stop praying. Don't you worry about what people think about you. Hallelujah. I've heard people say filthy things about other people's prayer life. You have no fear of God. When somebody's deep in prayer, I don't care if they're clawing the floor and rolling around like a wild Indian. You better say, Lord, I want to get there myself. Don't you ever make fun of somebody shouting. Don't you make fun of somebody under the influence of the Holy Ghost. You better say, Lord, let me get my breakthrough too. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, all throughout history, every time the church prayed, victory came. And every time they backed up, victory went away. Every time they got committed, you know what? The devil's after us. We better start praying. They start praying, guess what? Victory would come. Victory come, they quit praying. Why would you quit praying when victory comes? If you know prayer brings victory. I'm just trying to preach to you out of the Word of God. Amen. I want to be a winner. Hallelujah. Take me to the 5th verse, please. The Bible said, when the waves of death come past me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. It don't make you not spiritual because you get scared sometimes. Amen. We live in a scary world. We're in scary times. Amen. He said, the sorrows of hell come past me about. The snares of death prevented me. But he said, in my distress, in my distress, I sat on the pew and quit moving and folded my hands and said, God must be mad at me. in my distress, I quit the church because I felt like nobody loved me anymore. Come on, people. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. Come on, if you're having trouble, don't call upon a friend. Call upon Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I cried to my God. Amen. Here's the beautiful part. And he, everybody say, did hear. He did hear my voice out of his temple. And my cry did enter into his ears. I wonder if God's hearing me. The Bible says he is. Hallelujah. If the people of God understood the power of prayer, I would never have to preach about prayer one more time. If you ever get a hold of this, when he cried unto God, the 8th verse, then the earth shook and it trembled. If you knew what your prayer would do, you'd get off of Instagram and start praying. He said, I call unto the Lord. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. What made God mad? There was a man that God delighted in that was under distress, and he opened up his mouth and began to cry out to God. Maybe it went something like this: God, Saul hates my guts, and I've done nothing to him. Please help me, God. I'm not going to put my hands on him. He's your anointed. But he's after me. God, I'm not going to do anything except petition you. If you don't fix it, it ain't going to get fixed. I'm not putting my hands on it. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils. God was fired up. And the Bible said, and fire came out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down. And darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Where did this start? It was a man started praying. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him. Dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, and he sent out arrows and he scattered them. I hate losing. I love winning. He scattered them. Lightning and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. Tell you, if you'll learn how to pray. I'm not talking about pray because the pastor asked you to come pray. I'm talking about prayer because you know I need to talk to God. Come on, David didn't have a pastor saying, is any God he going to be here Monday night? It was in his heart. I'm going to be a prayer warrior. If none of my brothers pray, I'm going to pray. He began to pray. Things began to shake. I wonder if anybody in this room needs some things to shake loose. Hallelujah. Come on, if you get a revelation of the power of prayer. And what happens when people begin to pray? There was a man named Daniel. When the decree had already been signed, he said, I'm going to keep praying. Amen. I may change the what I'm praying about, but I'm not going to change what I do. And he started praying. And on day one, the answer did not come. And on day two, the answer did not come. But I'm telling you, I read the whole book of Daniel. Amen. And when the angel shows up after 21 days, amen, he begins to talk to Daniel. Daniel, the very first day you made the petition, there was a war broke out. The very first day you came to prayer meeting, something began to fight in the atmosphere. The angel said, hey, the devil didn't want me to bring this answer to you. I feel like nothing's happening. I feel like I'm just praying and nothing's happening. You cannot pray and nothing happen. Gabriel begins to fight with the devil himself. What do you got? I got a word for Daniel. Amen. The enemy don't want you to get a word. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, if you'll start praying. There's a war about to break out. Come on, I'm going to push somebody into prayer tonight. If Agnes Holmes prayed 50 years for Rubel Holmes to get the Holy Ghost, don't you tell me God didn't hear it the very first day. Don't you know the enemy of his soul tried to hold on and hold on, but that mama just kept on praying, bring my baby back. Saraba, Saraba. I'm trying to reignite a coal, a fire of prayer in somebody that used to be a prayer warrior. Maybe somebody who's never been a prayer warrior, but God's pulling them. Come on up higher. Come on, Brother Jimmy Yancey, I'm preaching to you right now. God's wanting to pull you up higher. He's got some deep places for you. Come on. Come on. We don't have time for dead prayer meetings. We don't have time for gossip in prayer meetings. We don't have time to talk about the weather in prayer meetings. Come on, we're soliciting. Come on, David said, when I opened my mouth, it went right into his ears. Come on, when I opened my mouth, it began to shake. Come on. Come on, Babasa. Sharaba. Sharaba. Come on, Sister Pat Braden. God's wanting to shake the house again. God's wanting to shake the house again. His prayer. His prayer. His prayer. It's not programs. It's not performance. It's prayer. Kalabasa. 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 Come on, God's pulling somebody. I feel it in my spirit. I keep hearing the Lord say, spring up. I keep hearing it in my ears, spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Shut up, oh yalaba. Shut up, oh da-da-da-da-da. Come on, we're about to break some spirits from hell that told you it ain't worth it. That told you you're wasting your time. The devil's a liar. He knows. Hey man, when the church begins to pray, his kingdom gets turned upside down. Come on. Come on, every person in this church. I want you to pray until you feel that power. Come on, Baba, Baba. Till you feel that power. Come on, you're trying to figure out how do I get back to where I used to be. You're going to do it just like you did the first time. You're going to pray. You're going to open your mouth. And it's going to go right into God's ear. He's going to hear you. And things are going to start shaking. Come on, there's some old timers in here. You ought to be leading the way in prayer right now. Come on, there's some mamas and grandmas and grandpas. You ought to be leading in prayer. You ought to pray till you're drunk in the Holy Ghost. I believe if you'll get drunk in the Holy Ghost, when you come out of it, the battle's going to be over. I believe there'll be trials at end tonight. Come on, he's going to deliver the one he delights in. He's going to deliver the prayer warrior. Urama. Come on, you need to... Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Come on, don't stop where you always stop. Come on, it's time to go deeper. Come on, there's victory. There's victory. Victory.